It's talking about the lochos of Hataras Nedarim. So the whole concept of Hataras Nedarim, we need to explain a little bit exactly how it works in general, and then specifically what is actually happening when we do the process of Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah or Kol Nidre by the beginning of Yom Kippur. So the Taras Makadosh, the Gemara says, that learns out from Sukkim, that there's a concept called the Taras Nedarim. Even though you made a netter and the netter is binding, there's a way to actually annul the netter and remove it retroactively as if it never existed. So a person had transgressed this netter, he has a way to take away the Avera by taking away the netter like it never existed. To trend the skittish, the concept of Hataras Nedarim. We're used to it. It seems to be a normal thing. But once you accept that a netter is something which is binding, which exists, it's halachically binding, how do you remove it? So the Gemara says that there are two ways to matter a netter. There's one way to matter a netter by finding a flaw in the original netter. You say the person made the netter. He did not think about all the consequences of what he was doing. Had he thought about all the consequences of what he was doing, he would have not made the netter. And there's a pasuk which says, "Ha'adam bishua." That the person, when he makes the shua, you have to have the whole person really applying himself to the concept of a shua. That a shua should be binding. That a netter should be binding. Should be have power. We need the person to put his whole weight behind that netter and behind that shua. And since there's a flaw in the original netter, had he realized that, he would not have made the netter. So there's there was not Ha'adam Mishua, the Ran says, that the whole person is not really putting his weight behind, committing behind this netter, had he realized that thought. He didn't think about it at the time. So there's a concept called the Pesach, that we go to the Bezin, and the Bezin says, you know, had you thought about X, would you have made the netter? He says, you know what, I would not have made the netter under those circumstances. Had I realized X, I would not have made the netter. So that's one way to mount the netter, which is called a Pesach. You find a flaw in the original netter. One limitation to a Pesach, that's only valid question, something which is normal to expect to happen. He makes a netter, and then X happens, which is a normal thing to happen. If what makes him change his mind and say, I never would have done this, is something which is extraordinary and unexpected, that's not a valid flaw, because there's no reason to say he could not have made the netter had he thought about the possibility. He would have dismissed the possibility. It's not going to happen. It's not common. It's not going to be. So even if he thought about it, he really would have made the netter. So a noila is not a valid Pesach. The second way to matter netter is with charata. It's a bigger chiddush even. Even though I have nothing specific which say there was a flaw in the netter, there was nothing flawed about the netter, but now I think about it, I regret retroactively that I ever made the netter. I totally regret the fact that I ever made it. So the chiddush, that's also a valid way to be matter a netter. So charata is a weaker way to be matter the netter than a Pesach, because there's no flaw in the original netter, but it's also valid in halacha to be matter a netter with a charata. And the reason why I'm stressing this is because if you ever are called to be a dayan which sits in a basin for a Hataras Nedarim, not when we do Erev Rosh Hashanah, but a real bona fide netter, and you're a dayan, you need to know the difference between a Pesach and a Charata to be a dayan in a Bezdin for being matra a netter. So a guy comes to Lahir, you know, he made a netter, he asks the Rav, he says, he's matra a netter, he sits down three people, and he says the heter, they say, mutulach, 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 and everything is wonderful. You need to be a valid dayan. You need to know the difference between a Pesach and a Charata. So again, a Pesach is a flaw in the original netter. A Charata means that now I have nothing specific that I can point to why I felt there's something wrong with the netter, but now I think about it now, retroactively, I regret that I ever made the netter, and that's a valid way to matter netter as well. So Ezra, we'll talk about this in the application in regards to Erev Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. Have a good morning.